Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various media available data sites, investing.com, Bloomberg, ET, Financial Express, and others. So we started looking at the segment before we move on to other segments and we'll be updates from stock markets world over and other segments as well. So over to Abhishek now.
Many thanks, Pratan. Good morning, friends. We start with chemical agrochemical sectors. So Meghmani Organics Limited has announced that it will enter into new and lucrative variants of white pigment, titanium dioxide. The company will set up a 33,000 metric tons production facility at a total capex of around 400 crores at Dahej. Titanium dioxide has applications as a bright white pigment in various industries including paint, coating, plastic, inks, dyes, paper and cosmetics. The aforesaid project is expected to be commissioned by Q1 of FY24 and it would be adding around 700 crores to Meghmani Organics top line on a full year financial year basis. The company is eyeing an EBITDA margin of about 25% with a robust return ratios of ROCE and ROE of about 20% plus each. The project will be funded by approximate mix of internal accruals and debt. So we'll watch out on this capex. Seems to be fairly large, around 400 crores. On the fertilizer side, Coromandel International Limited, which is second largest phosphatic fertilizer player and part of Murugappa Group, they have announced project initiation for setting up a new 1650 metric tons per day design capacity of sulfuric acid plant at its fertilizer complex in Visakhapatnam. And this would be at a cost of again 400 crores. The company has also signed technology partnership with Monsanto Enviro Chem Systems and Thyssen Group Industrial Solutions. The new sulfuric acid plant for which the investment has been announced will increase sulfuric acid production by further 5 lakh metric tons and the total resulting combined capacity would be around 11 lakh metric tons. The sulfuric acid plant at Vizag will reduce the import dependency and considerably ensure sustainable production for phosphoric acid, which is one of the key raw material for phosphatic fertilizers manufacturing. On the result side, Insecticide India Limited has reported consolidated financial result for September quarter. The company has reported total income of 443 crores for September, which is as compared to 470 odd crores in June quarter. The company posted net profit of 41 odd crores in September, which is as against 34.9 crores for the period in June. So a good increase in profit, but a slight dip in total income. This is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector specific news, market in general. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates from the U.S. market. Dow Jones ended 54 points down, so the green territory. S&P 18 points up, Nasdaq 120 points up, and we have good retail sales data from the U.S. markets, better than expected. So hoping that this would possibly have a good impact on the market sentiment for today as well. And oil seems to be trading below the 85 mark. And gold has sort of seen a negative trend, or rather a downward trend, as we see inflation pressure easing out. So we need to see whether gold can further see a downward movement. So far, it has given a very good returns in the past couple of weeks or so. And a very close watch on the gold sentiment, because it closely depicts the inflation sentiment in U.S. On the FII front, so FIIs have sold shares worth 560 odd crores and domestic institutional investors have bought shares worth 577 odd crores. So FIIs are back on the selling spree, it seems, except for 2 days of buying that we have seen in November so far. Nifty index key resistance level to watch out is obviously 18,000 and key support level to watch out is 17,500. Market seems to be range bound between 17,500 and 18,000, and more focused around 17,800, 17,900 levels. Maximum call open interest we are seeing at 18,500 for the 19,000 levels, and call writing we are seeing at 18,000 and 18,100 levels. So 18,000 and 18,100 definitely seem to be a strong resistance here. Maximum put open interest for Nifty index at 17,500 followed by 17,400, and put writing we are seeing at 17,400 followed by 17,700 levels, which will act as support levels. On the non-speculative side, we are seeing a high delivery percentage on HDFC Bank, HDFC Infosys, HDFC Life and Voltas, and long build-up on Birlasoft, Coforge, Maruti and Hero MotoCorp. Maruti was a surprise element yesterday as Nifty Auto jumped about 2.5 percentage points yesterday, and Maruti was up by almost about 7 to 8% yesterday. A lot of the auto stocks except for the two-wheeler stocks were doing good yesterday, with JDM, which is Jai Bharat Maruti, which is a strategic collaboration between Maruti and Jai Bharat Group, so was up by 18%. So quite a significant move on the automotive front, which so far was in the consolidation zone and the non-performing sector. On the bulk deal front, we have seen on Jump Networks counter, Harshvardhan Hanuman Sable has bought about 5.95 lakh equity shares in the company. Capital Research and Management Company has World Fund has bought about 34 lakh odd shares in PB FinTech. PGI India Mutual Fund has bought about 1.63 lakh shares in Circa Paints India. And Goldman Sachs India portfolio has acquired about 2.54 lakhs in SGS Enterprises. And SI Investments and Broking Private Limited has purchased about 3 lakh shares in the company. At the same time, Credit Suisse Singapore Limited has sold about 3.65 lakh shares in the company at 530 odd rupees. So some action happening on the SGS Enterprises front. And for Ritco Logistics, Barclays Securities has sold about 1.1 lakh equity shares in the company. And India Opportunities Growth Fund Pinewood Strategy has picked up the shares at the same price. There also seems to be some bulk deal happening on TV18 front, and Abacus Fund has picked up a stake, has picked up shares on the bulk deal front in the through the bulk deal mechanism. And so one stock that needs to be watched out for. And now follows the various news. So Bharti Airtel has partnered with open network provider Mavenir for 5G trials, and Sterling and Wilson has reported a consolidated net loss of 284 crores in Q2 of FY22, and stock, however, is trading lower. Ashok Leyland has said is said to be working on a commercial vehicle powered by hydrogen, so some action happening here. And Escorts is set to raise funds through bonds, debentures, and QIP. Escorts has said that it will also raise the prices for its tractor models, and the stock has recently run up in the past couple of days. Mondelez has said that it will enter salty snacks business. And this news comes from India head Mr. Deepak Iyer. And Cipla has got inducted into the S&P Dow Jones Sustainability Index for emerging markets, so certainly a good news for Cipla. Zomato, Nykaa and Policy Bazaar could possibly get an AMFI large cap tag according to Edelweiss. So these are some of the counters that need to be watched out for. Nykaa, however, reported a consolidated net profit of only 1.2 crores for the quarter ending September 2021, which is down by about 95% from the 27 crore reported in the same quarter last year, and 69% compared with the June quarter. So this needs to be evaluated before anyone takes a position on this one. Independent review is necessary on these counters. According to IDBI Capital, Hero MotoCorp gave an upside of 16%. The stock is trading in the range of 2650 to 2750 for a long time, and hoping that it will cross the 2800 down, also the most important level, 3000 levels, someday. RBI on November 15th has introduced an internal ombudsman mechanism only for select NBFCs, and we need to see how this could possibly pan out for the NBFCs. So, certain control mechanisms here being implemented for the NBFCs. Parag Milk Foods has been picked up by has rather been offloaded by InvestCorp Infrastructure Fund 1, which was earlier known as IDFC Infrastructure Fund, and the fund has sold 2% stake in the company via open market transactions, and thus has reduced its shareholding to 3.29% from 5.29% earlier. Biocon subsidiary, which is Biocon Biologics, and Viatris have launched an interchangeable biosimilars, which is Semgly, which is some sort of insulin injection, which is a branded product. Again, which is insulin. This is to help control high blood sugar in adult and pediatric patients with type 1 diabetes and adults with type 2 diabetes in the US. So some action happening here. Also, the stock seems to, both Biocon and Syngin seem to be moving northward and breaking out of a certain zone which they have been operating for past couple of weeks. Grindville Norton has made an investment of 15 lakhs in the Clean Wind Energy 3 LB and towards power purchase. So some action happening on Grindville Norton front, and we need to see how this could pan out. Tourism Finance Corporation of India on November 22 will consider issuance of NCDs, which will be issued on private placement basis. So Tourism Finance Corporation of doing fundraising here. So this is all from our side for today. We wish you have a safe trading day. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, take care and have a good one.